Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
It's happy hour. Monday, Monday, it's Monday. Monday, Monday, it's Monday. Monday, Monday, it's Monday. It's Monday. And Stevie's a nonce. Hello, guys. Welcome back to Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast.
And then
original lyrics, those, right, weren't they?
Yeah. And I don't want to brag. I did just come up with them on the dome.
No.
Off the dome.
Yeah. On the dome.
Yeah. How you feeling? It's Monday. You feeling good, Robbie?
Is it Monday?
Yeah. You're looking good, Robbie, for a Monday.
Am I? Yeah. I don't feel that good. I'm a bit tired.
Well, you're looking good. You've got a nice T-shirt on. You've got a nice mustache.
I've got a nice tag. Thank you, mate. That is a good point. I do actually have both of those things, yeah.
What's happening?
I like it, though.
It's like we were sat here a bit quiet, weren't we, about 10 minutes ago, and Fiona was like, right, you get ready to go. And we were like, we're not in happy hour mode. And then we just started talking about your early life and everything that happened.
And that got us really giddy, didn't it? Don't know why. It doesn't reflect well on anyone, that.
But it also got me in happy hour mode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you hungover?
I'm not hungover. I'm a bit tired. Went out yesterday filming a video with Bambina Becky, which was going to the most violent pubs. But I don't want to actually go to the ones that are currently violent because I'm a pussy. So we went to the ones that were violent, like 500 years ago and stuff, so they're all right now.
Oh, so proper violence.
Historically, yeah, like murders and stuff.
Wow.
There's loads of pub murders.
How many murders?
The most murders one pub had was 60.
What?
Like, in one pub?
People scrapping? That's definitely no, like, where it was.
No,
where the
there was a dude, right, so there's a pub called the Ostrich Inn in Colnbrook, which is near Heathrow, so that was good, having to get a train to Heathrow about five pubs in. That was well received by Becky. If I can delighted to agree to that. Never somewhere nice, isn't it, these videos? It's like, do you want to go to fucking Lapland where it's freezing? Do you want to go to Heathrow to go to a pub?
It's never Dubai, is it?
No, never that.
Was it a video for your channel or Becky's?
Mine, yeah. So,
why did you have to ask that?
They both do alcohol content.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I made her do it. It'd be weird to make her do a video for her channel.
Yeah.
Maybe I miss her.
Mind you couldn't make me do one for mine, could you?
No, don't think anyone could. There's this pub called the Ostrich Inn, and in like the olden days, like I think the 1500s, there's a guy called Jarman who was the landlord.
Oh, good.
And him and his wife.
Jarman the barman.
Oh, that's good.
Really good, yeah.
Well, they pay me the big bucks. Mm,
Tom Jarman.
We're Jarman.
I think you like Jarman.
You can't say that again.
Why can't I say that?
Because it sounds like you're about to go back down your Bumbleclot route.
No, I've killed Bumbleclot off.
Bumbleclot free.
Off. I've me killed Bumbleclot off.
Okay, anyway.
So Jarman, the barman, him and his wife, they would, little money-making scheme.
Yeah.
See if you think this is a good idea. They, when they like was like a rich person would come in the hotel, because they'd like rooms above their inn, they put them in a certain room and they'd go, and they had a little code, and he would go, there's a fat pig in tonight, to his wife. His wife would go, put him in the sty. And then while this guy was asleep, they'd just do flick a little thing, and this guy's bed would drop down. He'd fall into a vat of boiling hot water and get boiled alive.
Oh.
That's pretty good technology in the 1500s, isn't it?
That's wacky racist shit, yeah. That.
So they did like 60 people they killed like this.
So how are you getting away with that? They were murderers then.
What?
I'd say so, mate, yeah.
But I mean, where was your head at this point? But,
after the first one, I think they already crossed the line a bit.
What?
I mean, like, they were bad people. They weren't just, like, hoteliers.
What?
Well, yeah.
Have you not heard anything he just told you?
It wasn't like they did this to Hitler. No. It was people who had money.
Yeah, but I thought it was like they owned a pub and then there was going to be some kind of stuff going on in the pub. They are the fault. They are the murderers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay.
But it was in the rooms above the pub, basically. So they do this. They boil people alive. And they did this 60 times. And eventually they came unstuck in their plan when this... This clothier, which I presume is a person who makes clothes from Reading, this quite wealthy guy came over, went to the hotel. They did this to him, but then his horse was just wandering in the streets, and they're going, "That's Tom's horse, isn't it? That's Thomas's horse. Where's Thomas?" Oh. And they're like, "Oh, I don't know." Then they found his body down in the marshes, and they just traced it back there, and they got hanged.
Did they?
Yeah.
So that's 62 murders.
Well, no, they...
They would have been murdered by the hangman.
Not in the pub, though.
No.
There was also in another pub. Do you want me to tell you one more? This is no need for anyone to watch the video, by the way.
I've got a few more questions about that.
Yeah. So I don't know anything else, so go on, though.
They've got a room with boiling hot water in it. What, in a bathtub?
Like, I don't know what it's in.
How hot must that be?
Because I've been... 100 degrees Celsius. That's what boiling is.
But how are they keeping it that hot?
Fire, probably.
Okay, because I've been in some hot baths, but I'm not dead.
Yeah, but there's no fire in your bath.
You haven't been in a boiling bath, though, have you?
It's been proper fucking hot.
Yep, that's not the same.
There's a difference.
With the little bubbles.
Okay.
No, jacuzzi doesn't count.
And so he's on the bed. They press a button.
I don't know what the mechanism was, but yeah, they do something that makes the bed drop down and he falls in. You have a nice little dream. Oh, what are you dreaming about? Pokemon, whatever you like.
Yeah.
And you just are scoring a Sunday League goal. And you're like, and then you're in this vat of hot stuff.
That's an easier way to do it. Like, just shoot them when they arrive, when they check in.
No, because this is a hidden way that no one sees it happen.
You just got off to this room.
You can't hear their screams.
The next day they'd
be under the water
are.
Straight away.
You can't hear the screams?
Well, no, because they'll be landing in the water. You're asleep. You land in the water. You're not going to have strength to get back out of that water at all.
I think if I fell in a boiling hot bath, I'd try and get out.
We might try, but if it's boiling, it's going to be
hot,
quite painful.
Yeah.
And also, if it's in something, it's going to be in a container, like a metal container or something. Touching the edge to get out is going to be hot as well.
Yeah.
It's all not going
to
be fun.
No.
Isn't there a
you
thing?
You leak like a salmon out of it.
Yeah.
It's your only hope.
Isn't there a thing that says, like, apparently, if you put a frog in a pan of water if you get a boiling hot pan of water and you put a frog in it...
Oh, he's been to France once.
It will jump out.
Yeah.
But if you put the frog in cold water and slowly heat it up, it will just stay and boil to death.
What arseholes work this out?
Probably a chef somewhere.
Yeah, because I think the frog will probably like it at first, wouldn't it? Mm. It's like a nice...
Maybe they could have done that with their guests. Just gone, come and have a nice bath.
Nice ice cold bath.
Yeah.
Plunge pool, getting hot.
All the range now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ahead of the time. All right, give us another one.
Okay, so no need for anyone to watch the video now because this is two of the four things. But there's this pub called the... I'm going to say Progress of Whitby, something of Whitby in
Whitby?
Wapping. Down in southeast London. And it's right by the river. And one thing is exciting, Samuel Pepys used to drink there.
That would be all over.
Yeah,
that.
I got a photo of the Pepys dining room.
Nice.
But there's this judge called Judge Jeffreys, and he's like a nasty judge. He's like the Simon Cowell of his time.
Right.
But like an actual judge, so he just executes loads of people.
Yeah.
So rather than going, you're not coming to the camp thing, the house, whatever they go to, he's like going, you're going to get hanged by the docks.
Okay.
Which is a bit nastier, really. but he would, apparently, he'd sentence all these people to death and he'd just go and sit on the sort of patio bit of this pub and just watch them getting hanged. Now, that's not great. If someone sentenced you to death, you're really annoyed at him and you're going to get hanged and you see him there with a nice ice-cold pipe, you're like, that's rubbing it in. That is unnecessary.
I think I'd have to watch, though.
I don't think I'd
would you?
Be that into
what,
it.
If you sentence them to death, you go, I want to watch that as well.
Well, because you're sentencing them to death for the right reasons, obviously, aren't you?
But what if you start getting enjoyment out of watching it, so you start going, just going to sentence just so I can watch another one?
Well, then that could be a Hollywood film.
Yeah?
About a hangman who gets in it for the right reasons, but he becomes corrupt and ends up just start sentencing everyone to be hung, and then after a while he doesn't even like read the form, so it's like, do you want these people to be hung? Yeah, hang them all. One of them's his wife, and he has to sit there with a cold cup of iron brew on the porch, watch his wife get hung, and he goes, actually no, like that, and neck snapped, credits.
That's a great film.
I want to watch that. Stop whatever you're doing and just write that and make it yourself if you have to. Just do it.
Shall I write it?
Yeah.
I'll write it for Halloween this year.
Yeah, can you? What's it going to be called?
Hangman. Hang on.
Surely it would be the Hangman something.
Hang on a second. That's
hang
my
on,
why.
Hang on, Hangman. Hang, yeah.
Hang on, Hangman.
Stop.
The Hangman's wife.
Stop hanging on. Yeah, the Hangman's wife.
No, because you want the wife to be the twist at the end.
Yeah.
So you can't actually... Obviously, no, everyone's going to know
yeah.
now.
Yeah. It's like calling Sixth Sense Bruce Willis is a ghost. Spoiler alert. There you go.
Why don't I just call it... It's not his wife.
No.
Then they'll be like, it can't be, because it wouldn't be that obvious.
That's clever. Yeah. Really clever.
Just call it the Hangman.
Yeah, the Hangman's... Not the Hangman's wife.
No.
So there was another famous executioner...
Is this your third thing?
No, this is just didn't make the video because it was too far away to go to it. Pierpoint, I think his name was, something like that. Albert, people, I mean, people will know. He's quite. I've heard of him before. He's quite famous. But he also ran a pub as well as executing people.
Right.
And once he had to execute one of his customers.
What happened?
I don't know. He's just like, oh, you go execute him. He's like, oh, he drinks in my pub.
Oh, shit. So
it's going to be a little bit awkward if his mates are in the pub the next day. You're like, oh, did you hang Gary? Yeah.
But that's quite admirable.
We might drink somewhere else. Is it admirable?
Yeah, because his bottom line's going to be affected at that, isn't it? His profit and loss.
I suppose in the field of killing people, it's good that he's got a good morals in it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, let's say you're like, let's say we bring back hanging.
Right. Or not, but yeah.
And they make you the hangman.
Or not, but yeah, okay, yeah.
And then, like, you're hanging, like, loads of rapists, loads of horrible people. Right?
But then we're bringing it for quite a lot of things, aren't we? It's not just murder here.
But then one
people
day...
People pay their parking fines.
That's me. And then they bring you it, Stevie.
Oh, he's not going to care, is he?
Would you do it? Would you hang him?
I imagine they all caught up. Yeah, I mean, Stevie, wow.
Yeah. Right, what are we doing today? Oh no! Should we talk about that?
Why have you got that in your head? Oh, it's you've been. This is France thing, isn't it?
I went to Disneyland.
Yeah,
I went to France first. Well, I was in France the whole time, really.
Yeah.
First time I went on a Eurostar.
How was it?
It's fast, isn't it?
It's nice, the Eurostar. I really like the Eurostar.
Seats are comfortable. Mm. Plenty yeah. spacious.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Are you allowed?
Did you go to
the
cafe?
I did.
Are you allowed to drink alcohol on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. All good.
What even? Here.
What? You know we're allowed alcohol in England.
You're not allowed alcohol on the tube, though, are you?
Not on the tube. You're allowed it on the train.
But it's the underground, though, isn't it?
No, it's not the underground.
No, it's a train.
It's a train.
Oh, is it? But it goes under the fucking sea, mate.
It's not part of the tube.
Underground.
It's not the tube network. You don't just change at bank and get on the Eurostar.
You go under the sea.
Yeah, but that's a different underground to the underground.
So you're allowed to drink when you're going under the sea, but you're not allowed to drink when you're going under the streets.
If a train goes through a tunnel, you don't have to stop drinking on it until it comes out the other side.
But you do have to hold your breath.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is fact. I always wanted, when the Eurostar first opened, I really wanted to go to the back of the Eurostar, go to the toilet, get myself soaking wet, just run through the train, go quick.
It's fucking leaking.
Never did, though. Didn't want to get kicked out and banned.
I liked it, though. It was fast and good and comfortable. Very good way to travel. Security's really quick. And then when you come out, you're just there.
Yeah, it's well good.
You don't have to worry about like doing all the security and stuff.
Where are you?
Paris is where we arrived into.
You come out to see the Eiffel Tower straight away? Or
no, because it's not right next to the Eiffel Tower. But I went and saw the Eiffel Tower.
What do you make of it?
Looks a bit like scaffolding, doesn't it? Like, it is just big metal thing.
We knew this was
going
to happen.
Can you just not go places? Because it makes me so angry.
No, the Eiffel Tower isn't the nicest looking thing.
I saw
thing,
someone online say, I can't wait to hear Stevie come back from France and say it was just a shit London. Or is it just like London or something like that?
Nah, it's not like London, is it? It's way more open and stuff. But like,
what?
Like the areas what? I went to. So we
open. Like
so
the
we
people,
were like the areas were open where I went because I had to go.
I don't know what it means.
Like, are you
I
me?
Said, they weren't just loads of buildings exactly where I was because I went and saw the big things.
What?
What? Am I making sense? No,
if
I'm not.
If you go to Hyde Park, it's there's no.
Yeah,
field.
So it's a bit like Hyde Park all the time.
It's a bit like London.
No, I didn't really get to experience France or Paris much because we arrived at like 2 p.m. and we had to get to Disneyland at some point. So I got like a metro card and just got on as many things as we could go and see as possible. Mm. So we hopped off at a station. Saw the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. Was like, that's the Eiffel Tower. Hopped on another one. Went
did you go up to it or anything?
We saw it. We didn't go right up to it and touch it or anything.
How long were you looking at it for?
5 minutes. Let that out,
though. What were you... So what? Took us through it. I wonder...
Yeah.
Are you just
what
in
do you
silence
mean?
Just looking at it?
No, we got there, took a couple of photos. It was me, Ariane and Isaac.
What did you say about it?
I went, that's the Eiffel Tower. And Isaac went, yeah, I've seen that in Miraculous because he watches this cut animation that's set in Paris.
Right.
And I was like, do you like it? And he went, huh? And... didn't the guy who made
five
it or
minutes,
created
yeah.
it probably wasn't 5 minutes, right, probably
yeah.
less.
The guy who created it, yeah, Mr. Eiffel.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Is it him or the guy who designed it hated the look of it so much that the only place he'd eat in Paris was inside the Eiffel Tower, so he didn't have to look at it?
Oh, that just sounds made up, that.
I don't know.
Have to Google it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we saw that. Then we went on another tube, got to Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah.
Look, that was nice.
Yeah.
I like the look of that.
Quite a triumphant
cool sculptures
arc.
And stuff. Yeah. Then we hopped on another one and went to the Louvre.
Louvre.
Did you go in?
Didn't go in there, though.
Because you looked to the outside.
We didn't have time. We didn't have time. We went...
See in there? That's one of the most famous painting in the world. Mona Lisa in there. Google it.
I've seen photos inside and no one seen... You can't get close to the Mona Lisa.
What?
Like
see it though.
Yeah, like all the way over there. Oh, it's like, oh, I can look at that.
No, they're not going to let you touch
it. I can look at the Canio over there, it's fine.
Yeah.
But we went into like the main building of it, but just didn't pay to go in.
You went into the foyer of the Louvre.
No, like where the big pyramid thing is indoors, the glass pyramid thing. Because it's like a big rectangular building.
Did you go all the way up to the ticket desk or just stop before?
No, we didn't go to the ticket desk. Right. We went within the building, but not in the museum.
Right.
So we went in the building, but not the museum.
Yeah.
Like the reception of the Shard.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the reception.
Yeah. Did you go to the Champions League final? Yeah. I went up to the security man, just about a foot before him.
Got a hot dog.
Yeah.
But we didn't have time. And it started pouring down rain, so we had to get to Disneyland.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got on another double-decker train. They're cool. Never been on one of them before.
You know when it started pouring down with rain?
Yeah.
You could go in and look at the famous painting. That would stop you from being in the rain.
Nah.
No.
We went to Disneyland.
Okay.
Had to go to Disneyland. Had to. Sounds weird. I liked Paris, what we saw. Just didn't get a chance to experience it properly. So maybe at one point I'll go back without
Isaac. Give us a little review of it.
Yeah, as if you're on TripAdvisor.
Eiffel Tower was all right from a distance.
Yep.
Didn't go inside. Arc looked decent. Loads of people on top of it. Didn't go on top.
Arc looked decent.
Yeah.
What Noah said.
Louvre. Yeah. Was the sculptures were really cool, and I thought it must have taken ages to make that.
Did you? Would it be nice to go into it?
Yeah, but I wasn't gonna. Isaac would have hated it, so I didn't want to pay.
Yeah.
What was the best bit of your holiday?
Disneyland.
Yeah, but specifically like.
Well, I'd only told you about Paris. I haven't said anything about Disneyland.
Okay,
yet.
Right. So we're at Disney.
Got to Disneyland.
I'm loving this, by the way. I want a Thunder show where Steve just goes to places and tells us about it.
Well, you guys know I like Thorpe Park, so Disneyland, I was like, cool, I'm going to go on rides. So I enjoyed the rides. We stayed in a Hotel Cheyenne, I think. It's like a...
Dog.
Hotel Cheyenne? I don't know how it's said.
Colour.
Cheyenne.
No. Don't matter, really.
I don't know. No. It's a hotel, and it's like, our bedroom was like Woody-themed from Toy Story.
I thought you meant boners.
It was like Toy Story-themed.
Just laminate flooring.
Yeah.
And then we got to, when you stay in the hotels, their hotels, you get to go into the park an hour early.
Oh.
They should advertise this, I will say. It's called like Magic Hour.
Yeah.
You get in at 8:30 instead of 9:30. So we were there queuing at 8:30, got straight in. They don't start anything.
What?
But the shops don't, you can just like walk around. Like the rides weren't
What's
on
the
or
point
anything.
Of that, then?
Yeah. It was like because we'd only just got there, we were like, cool, we'll just go and see everything from the outside, like we did with the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. so we did that. And then it wasn't, I think it was about like maybe 9:15, we got on a ride because we were like, oh, it's opened one there, but nothing else opened until 9:30 when everyone else could come in.
That's
anyway.
Worse than going in at 9:30. Yeah. You're just gonna worse.
I thought, I did think that was a bit weird as a thing. To call it magic hour, but the magic is that you just get to look at stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
it's
exactly. Queuing.
Are they other characters that walk around just not in
their
suits
there yet?
People walking about.
Well, you don't see them around the park yet because you only get them in specific places as well.
Did they have turkey legs there at all or not?
No, none of that.
Oh, fuck's sake.
None of that. Sorry, I did actually look because I knew you'd mentioned it for the Disney World.
Yeah.
Maybe that's only at the better version.
Right. So, oh, so there's World and Land.
Land, there's two. There's a Land in Paris, there's a Land in California, and then there's World in Florida. There might be lands in other countries as well, but they're the ones I know of.
Tokyo one as well, maybe.
Yeah, it might be. What? I think the only World one is Florida.
Yeah.
And that's the one that they say if you go to that, it will always be a disappointment going to any of the others because apparently that's the big boy one.
Right.
Is it?
Why were you there?
I went for an event. Harry Seaton messaged me and was like, I did this talk last year at this event and it's like three different things. I think there was computing live, business live, and media live. Mm-hmm. And I think Harry couldn't do it because he was away on holiday. And he put my name in to do it and I thought I was doing it for like esports stuff because that's what he told them, and then once I started speaking to her it was for like media students, so it's basically just talking about working in media.
So were you being interviewed?
No, it was a talk. I did a 30 minute
speech. You did like a TED talk.
I did a 30 minute talk in front of 400
where did you pull that out from?
In front of 450 students.
Take to write
in an IMAX theatre, and it was massive.
You wrote it all?
Yeah, I wrote it
what
all.
Did it say? Just I became friends with someone who's far more talented than I am.
Kind of. Well, during the talks leading up to it with the lady who arranged it all, she was saying, oh, we've got this guy whose talk is kind of about like luck getting into the industry. So I was like, it's kind of my way in. So I was like, I'm gonna have to write this a little bit differently. Yeah. So I kind of made my talk about it being okay not knowing what you want to do in life, because having, like, I thought I was going to be an animator, I thought I was going to do something with maths, and now I'm doing this.
Did you do it like a stand-up?
I did little jokes and stuff.
Did you?
Well, you had a
hey, my mother-in-law, take my mother-in-law.
You had a screen up, like the IMAX cinema screen. I had a presentation up on there, but the presentation was just photos of like things, and one of my first photos was me as a kid, because I'm talking about me going to school and stuff, and I kept making jokes about that.
Right.
Because I was just rank.
How long did it take you to write this?
A couple of days, and then I sent it in and they were like, oh, can you do so? Yeah, it would have been paid, but I asked, rather than being paid, can I take Ariane and Isaac? So they paid for us to go over and paid for
they really want
everything.
To see the outside of the Louvre.
Yeah,
we went for Disneyland, not for we didn't even think we'd get to see Paris, but because we got there early enough we were like, let's rush around. But
did the speech go well?
Yeah, apparently so. They thought I was like some kind of rock star. Well, weird.
Fuck. Why was I not there?
That's what the lady who arranged it said.
You're like some kind of rock star.
I'm gonna read the email I got this morning.
Please.
Can we hear a bit of the speech?
This morning.
Speech.
Start the speech. Do the first minute of the speech. Yeah.
You're probably wondering how I ended up here.
Yeah.
The Mona Lisa, hey?
Do you have entrance music?
No. No. So there were two people who spoke before me. A man called Bobby Siegel, who had been on University Challenge.
Yeah, I know Bobby Siegel.
Yeah, he was a lovely man. Lovely man. Yeah. He's like a maths teacher.
Stevenson.
I think we did something with him at Channel B when I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lovely guy. Yeah. And then there was a lady called Gemma Hunt who did Swashbucklers. She was like the main host of Swashbucklers and does loads of CBBC TV.
Mm-hmm.
So they had them, and then I was the last person to talk for the whole day, which was weird.
So you wrapped it up. You were the headliner. You were
keynote speaker, Stevie White.
Hell, man.
But also, like, I'd written this speech, but I couldn't memorize 30 minutes of speech.
No.
Bobby did, and so did she. So they both went before me. They were just walking around the stage and talking. So as soon as I went up on stage, I was like, you've just seen two really good speakers. I'm about to let that down. And I just went into it going, I'm rubbish at this. Right. I don't do this normally.
I bet they learnt a lot, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Give us a speech, right? We're media students.
Were you nervous?
Mate, I was terrified.
That's well done for doing it.
Thank you. That's why I did it, though, because I wouldn't normally...
You did it because you want to give Disneyland.
Yeah, is that as well?
Are you too trying to pay?
That did help. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't want to do this now. Oh,
I can't look at him.
I'm going to look straight in his eyes.
Let me know what he's doing.
It's no, because all the speeches are basically talking about my life.
Right.
Yeah, go on, just do it.
Is there any mention of me in this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not at the start, though.
Oh, okay.
Is there any mention of me in it?
Yeah.
Right, we want these bits.
No, yeah. I'm not
getting
to that
start
part.
First.
The start is, hi, everyone.
No, as you do it.
Yeah. Ah! Oh, people who are listening to this right now would have been there as well.
Yeah, but the more people listening to this won't have been there. So.
Oh, I know. Some people came up and said they came to the live show and stuff.
Did they?
Yeah, I had to apologise.
Well, go on, start again.
Hello, everyone.
Should have said bonjour.
They were English.
Yeah, still. It's funny.
My name is Stevie White. I'm a podcast co-host and content creator for Guild Esports. I'm going to start this by saying I'm not really in my comfort zone at all. I talk for a living, but this is scary, and that's why I'm here. Hopefully I'll be able to make sense of that as I tell you more about myself, but first we'll go back to the start of the journey that has me standing in front of you all today.
In West
Virginia. In mile cross.
But this is how much I wrote, so it's like that.
Oh, God, it's loads.
Fucking hell.
Fuck me.
Right.
War and Peace.
Can we hear some mentions
gives
of
a bit, yeah, it gives yeah. a bit. First mention of Jack, first mention of me.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did I go from education to being an online...
Being Jack's boss.
How did I go from being from education to being an online content creator? Just before university, I met a small YouTuber called Jack Dean.
You didn't put
6'3", mate.
You didn't put small.
Yeah.
Con.
You were small when I met you.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, fair.
Known online. Yeah. Known online as Jack, mate. He was planning to do a comedy sketch video for his channel.
Did that get a huge round of applause?
Got
a
murmurs.
Yeah.
Got murmurs.
Fainting, yeah. Like Michael Jackson.
It got murmurs. He was doing a sketch video. It basically explained the Batman stuff.
Yeah.
And then I said that we did a song together.
Yeah.
And it went from there. Then I spoke about boots, working in opticians.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
my whole thing is going down different avenues.
Yeah.
and then...
Where boots are located, though.
And then... What?
Down the avenues, but not into the buildings.
And then where do I mention Robbie?
I want you to... I don't want you to just tell me what you said about me. I want you to read it in the way you would...
I didn't say anything about you. I just said sometimes we do these shows with Alfie and Robbie Knox.
That's it. And you said, oh, yeah, I mentioned you in it, mate. Yeah.
I did. I mentioned you more than he did during Diary of a CEO.
Yeah, but.
I'm talking about my mum beating me up.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of that.
Oh, God.
Oh, it went well, though.
Did it?
Yeah, it was weirdly a little bit like after the live shows, when we'd do our live shows and we'd go to stage door.
Yeah.
Because it was just a queue of people and I took photos of everyone afterwards. Right. So I kind of felt like I was getting ready for our tour again.
Has that been filmed, that?
Don't think so. No one said it has been.
But maybe.
I can ask.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
I'll ask. Yeah. I'll see if I can get it for you.
Well done.
Next time, mention me more, please.
Okay, I
guaranteed you got more mentions. You just don't want to say it.
No, if I did, I would have said it.
Yeah.
But I didn't talk about...
Horrible, though,
I didn't.
Yeah.
No, because I didn't really talk about you properly.
How'd you finish it? Do the last line.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, do the last bit.
Do it as you were doing it on stage. By this point in the show, you were probably really confident, right?
Yeah.
I'm really glad to be...
Oh, good. It went well.
That's how it went.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to have been given the opportunity to speak here today, because now I'm at the end of this long ramble all about me. The nerves are gone and I'm just honestly happy to be here and that you've all listened to me. And hopefully it was interesting to hear about my journey of how I became an online content creator. Thank you.
Did you do any jokes about being a nonce?
No.
Oh,
they were 13 to 17 year olds.
This is the first time I'm not normally allowed near children.
Yeah.
So something like that, just to warm it up.
Well, if you want me back, Media Live, I'll be there.
Did you end probably on the We All Hate Stevie White song?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there was confetti and everything. It was great. honestly, it felt like...
Well done for doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well
thank
done.
You.
Well
and
done.
Now I feel warmed up, ready for the big, fat, massive hunt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's good tickets.
Tickets are
flying.
Flying like... Eagles.
Like warm cakes.
Like the evil seagull that Alfie birthed.
Yeah. At the time of recording, I'm pretty sure London sold out.
Yeah.
Smashed it. Bury St Edmunds is pretty much there. So
last few.
Hurry up and get your tickets. Few. Exeter, yep. Last few.
Exeter, Porn Sex Change.
I did see a couple of issues because we're so popular. Websites crashing. Cardiff.
Yeah.
Tickets available for Cardiff. Come and see us in Cardiff.
Cardiff was a little hiccup, wasn't it?
Yeah, website went down. Work. Leeds had a bit of a struggle. Edinburgh did as well.
Go and get your tickets. happyhourlive.co.uk.
Some of them, you missed out on London.
Yeah,
By the time this goes out, you might have missed out on Bury St Edmunds and Exeter.
But yeah,
miss out more.
Buy tickets, happyhourlive.co.uk, and of course, Norwich won't go on sale until the end of March.
And Manchester, no rush, because it's massive.
Yeah. It still looks like...
Wait till the morning.
It's selling well, though.
It's selling well, yeah. And the thing is, the quicker you do, it's like first come, first serve the tickets. The quicker you do buy, they're all the same price, but you get close to the front.
Beautiful.
We're all caught up, baby, all caught up. Now, what do you want?
What do you mean, what do I want?
What do you want from
me?
Some
kind of idea for the show.
I want you to take that water off the table.
I have spent a good 4 hours last night compiling a list of the craziest ways in which people have died, right?
No, he hasn't.
In pubs?
Yeah, in pubs. I have come up with a quiz. So get your quiz hats on. Stevie, stop quizzing. Start quizzing.
I've got my quiz hat on.
Is that your quiz hat?
Yeah.
And I'm calling it the Quizness Book of World Records.
He's doing a quiz based on the Guinness World Records.
Quizness is supposed to be like Guinness?
Guinness.
Yeah.
I said to him last night when we were speaking about this, I said, let's call it the Guinness Quiz of Records.
Yeah, but there's no Guinness here.
Yeah, can I have that hat if he's brought a hat?
Where's your hat?
Quiz hat.
Okay, Robbie's.
Oh, it doesn't work. It's all knotted up.
Have we got a hat that's not knotted?
Hang on, I might be able to pull it.
Oh, you've unravelled it.
I've unravelled it. Don't worry. All fine.
Do you want to wear two hats?
Two hats.
Wear that on your chin.
Right, I've got my hat
just
on.
Just do it. Why don't you just do it?
Oh,
he's broken.
My big chin broke it.
Right. Okay, you've got your quiz hats on. Just don't, Stevie. It's not going to work.
I've already got one, mate.
Right, you're going to balance that on there the whole time, is it? Yeah, right.
Do I get bonus points?
You do. Now, basically, this quiz is based on some of the fascinating and incredible and silly world records.
Right.
And I've double-crossed these on multiple websites.
Double-crossed?
What do you mean double-crossed them?
You've gone behind their back. What do you mean? Ah, I've double-crossed you.
But some of the records...
Cross-checked.
Some of the records...
Or double-checked.
Might have been beaten or might not be true.
Hold on. What do you mean you've double-checked it for some of them might not
I've
be true?
I've double-checked them, but not very well.
Well, one of them, yeah, I was like, that sounds too mad to be real. And then I went on a different website and they confirmed it. And I was like, oh, that is real. And then I was looking at other records and just by chance found a record that...
Disproved that one,
yeah. So these are pretty much
okay
records.
Well, it's good to know.
Okay, we're doing the Guinness Quiz of Pretty Much Records.
So this is like a Movie Stevie quiz?
Yeah, okay. But you give me your answers after each question and then Fiona will keep a score and we'll have a winner at the end, all right?
Okay.
And I want the list, because basically, not only will this episode be educational, discussing some of the weird and wonderful world records that stand today, but you guys at home can play along to Jackmate's Quizness Book of World Records. Would you like a jingle?
Yes.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Can you start clapping for me?
What kind of speed do you want?
Well done, Jack.
Just like,
And do you want it in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's because that's overpowering the vocals now. Okay. But just gently, yeah. What's the hardest? What's the sharpest? What's the...
Hang on, you're not...
You're not going anywhere near in time to what we're clapping.
We need to go slower with the clap.
What's the hardest? What's the sharpest? What's the fastest? A man can run. What's the most pieces of toast a man can boast to put in his bum?
That's good.
That's good.
It's very rare in music that the beat has to try and match the song. I should have done the other way around, I find, but yeah.
Can we do it a cappella quickly?
Could you do it again? Because I wasn't really listening. I was too busy trying to concentrate on matching your rhythm.
What's the hardest? What's the sharpest? What's the fastest a man can run? What's the most pieces of toast a man could boast to put in his bum?
Like it.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there a record about someone putting toast in their bum?
It's of a similar vein, Stevie, yeah.
Okay.
None of
in
that.
In the Guinness Book of Records?
Or other websites.
Right, okay.
So I've got two...
Because I bought my kids the Guinness Book of Records book, and if it was that serious, I'm taking it back to Waterstones.
That's more sort of like Ripley's, isn't it? That kind of
yeah.
thing. Yeah. Ripley. Take that off, that's ridiculous.
Oh, right. That hurt my ear.
Right.
Good.
You good? That's because Fiona put a note on the dock saying, Stevie, take off chin hat, too noisy. Okay, so we've got two appetite wetters here.
Appetite wetters?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Then we've got the bulk of the quiz, which is 10 amazing human achievements. And then we've got a sex round to finish off on.
Right.
You in?
We all have sex.
So you're going to wetten our appetites first.
Inspired a little bit like by Andy Goldstein, who came on and told us about the Guinness Book of Sex, right?
That's not what it was called.
So, the first, and I've given each one a funny title, all right?
Hold on, why have you got your laptop in front of you, but you're reading off your phone?
Don't need a laptop, it's a prop, right? Now, this one's called Papa Don't Breed.
Good, yeah.
Papa Don't Breed.
What do you think this could be about?
How are we scoring this if me and Robbie are not writing anything down?
Just say it, but just be honest, don't lie.
Okay, I've won.
Okay.
I win.
I will be honest, so...
Okay. So people are playing at home as well, and they're going to have to tweet us and whatnot their scores.
Yeah,
Papa Don't Breed. I don't really understand what the quiz is, so it's very hard to guess. I don't really know what's happening, so just tell us this one, and then we can guess future bits.
Okay. Ramjit Raghav became the world's... That's a name.
What did you say?
Ramjit Raghav became the world's oldest dad at how old? Papa Don't Breed.
Oh, I like it.
Grandpapa so, don't.
How do we do this? Am I saying a number? Robbie says a number. Whoever's closest gets the point.
I want you to have a little discussion about it. And
okay.
Then maybe you can work together to try and come up with that. Wouldn't work as a quiz.
No, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Oldest man to ever have a kid.
Yeah. Obviously, he didn't birth the.
No, but it's got to be old.
Thanks for clearing that up.
It's going to be old, isn't it? You get some like there's some. Old men with young women these days, aren't there?
Yeah, there's
Viagra's opened up all sorts of old person insemination.
Yeah, Des O'Connor's popped a few out, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he did. Yeah. Is he alive?
I don't know.
Hey, Siri, is Des O'Connor alive?
And Google Child Porn.
Des O'Connor was someone up. Right.
Okay. Robbie, how old do you think... So, yeah, there's going to be a limit. Surely. But yeah. I think it's going to be ridiculous, isn't it? I'm going to go in the
90s. I think the limit is how... Oh, okay, he's going 90s.
Yeah.
In that case, I'm going to go 101.
Whoa!
101.
I was going to say 93.
Okay, so he's in 93. So is it whoever's closest?
Yeah.
So he's in 93. I've got 101.
And I can tell you right now that one of you is three away.
Me.
Three away. 96 he was.
Oh. Come on!
96. Ramjit Raghav became the oldest man to father a child in 2012 when he was 96 years old. He lived in southern India where he worked as a farmer, having previously worked as a professional wrestler for many years. Ramjit credited his longevity and virility to his vegetarian lifestyle. Amazingly, he went on to live another 8 years. Vegetarian. Don't know what that means. Oh, because he's vagin. Amazingly, he went on to live another 8 years, though he didn't have any more children after that, dying in a fire in 2020 at the age of 104.
You've been taken out by a fire.
You'd be gutted, wouldn't
that
you?
That is fuming.
You would be gutted, but
pardon the pun. Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff we're working with today.
That's not good, is it?
What?
Like having a kid at 96 is just like that kid's. I know he died from a fire, which is mental.
Yeah.
But like. Your kid's eight and you're dying.
What can you offer them at that age apart from Werther's originals? You know what I mean?
And the other alternative is the kid doesn't exist, though. So surely it's better that he had the kid for the kid's sake. The kid would rather be alive than...
Yeah.
than not exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels a bit unfair, doesn't it? It's not nice to lose a parent so young.
I watched a documentary the other day about a man that was... Yeah, about a man that was like an unregistered sperm donor. So he'd go on Facebook Marketplace and go, anyone want some cum, basically. And
the, is it Stevie?
Is that the post? Is that it, the post was he
it,
did?
Was it Mac Bean? I'll put it through your letterbox.
Is that the status? Would anyone like some cum?
And
this is a documentary, was
it's
it?
A it's a proper documentary, yeah.
What on it?
I can't remember, but it's like done on BBC Three or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he would literally, like, just a very average looking 50 year old bloke. And he just goes round to their houses. And then there's, it's quite sad because there's obviously women that can't conceive and couples that can't conceive.
Oh, is it because it costs to do it? It
costs too much. And then he offers, he goes, do you want organic or not? No, do you want natural or not natural?
Oh, saying, do you want me to have sex with you or do you want me to turkey baste you?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what they call it, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, he'd do like
turkey baster like that. Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's what the doctors call it.
No, but he's not a doctor.
He wants to say, do you want me to do it in a bowl and you can just stick it up there, or do you want me to put it in directly? Basically,
he's basically going. Is he charging?
What a little rude.
He's charging, but only like he said, he only charges travel.
Ah,
oh, I'll have sex with you for free.
You get a discount if you do the sex.
No,
same price.
So you need this in the reimbursed travel. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but so what? So is he? Would he semen into a bowl and then?
And then they'd use like a pipette.
Oh, a pipette
to like suck it up. They not don't. An actual turkey.
Maybe just fingers. You know, depends how much there is, I guess.
Wouldn't that kill the sperm? Fingers.
Squash it.
I don't think so.
We don't know, do we?
Maybe they. Right. No, I'm not gonna say.
We'll leave that there.
Yeah.
What are you gonna say?
What?
Are we just about fingering in sperm into women? Picture of a finger into women, and you're saying, I better not say that. What were you going to say?
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I can't.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say maybe they...
Just lift the bowl up.
Like lean back.
Oh, yeah, no, they do that.
And just pour it in.
Yeah, they do that a bit, yeah.
Do that a bit.
Do a headstand.
Because in the doc, he tells the lady how to like get on her back.
What's his job? I mean, why is he the man going, I'll show you how to do it?
Because he's done loads of these.
Yeah, but he had to start somewhere. What's the first one he went, do you want some cum? And he went, yeah, I'll have it.
That is unreal. You put the advert on and you get your first reply. You'd be like, I was not expecting that. I did not think that would happen.
Okay.
Facebook Marketplace.
So I got that one. I was only 3 years away.
So the world's oldest father at 96. This record might have actually been broken recently. Robbie, how old were you when you had Arlo?
Good.
Did you write that down?
Yeah, good. Yeah. 101. So I win.
Okay.
You're going to have to write a little, like, who's done what so we can keep track of the score.
Fiona can do that. Points, okay. Stevie. Robbie cannot give a shit about the points.
Right. I've already forgotten what we're doing.
Next one. So remember I said two appetite wetters.
Mum wet.
I'm just a little bit bone dry.
Okay. Your mama's so old. This one.
It's is cool. It the same as the other one with a mum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. How old is the world's oldest mum?
Mama don't breed? That could have been good.
No, mama does breed.
Yeah, your mum's so old, okay. It's not great, it's not my best. So how old do you think the world's oldest mum is, Stevie? And this is a natural pregnancy.
Okay, I went first last time, so I'll let Robbie take the reins on this one.
56.
Ooh, I was going to go early 60, so I'll go 61.
Jinzu Qian was 67.
Wow!
67. Tian became the world's oldest mum with a natural pregnancy in 2019. She and her partner insisted that they conceived naturally, though there is no official confirmation of this. Tian...
Who's confirming that?
The cum doctor.
Yeah, they fucked. Yeah.
The cum doctor.
The guy's delivered his... He's walking out the back.
It was natural.
Tian delivered her baby by C-section in Jiaozhang, China, on October the 25th, 2019. So there we go. That's two little appetite wetters for you.
Yeah, you wet now, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm soaking.
Soaking. Right. Now we move on to 10 amazing human achievements.
Okay.
Some of the best feats ever created by man or woman. Now, first of all, we've got one called Ducking Hell. What do you think this is about, Robbie?
It's about ducks.
Yeah, something about ducks.
About ducks, yeah. Yeah.
But what specifically?
Ducks dying.
Because you said hell.
You said hell. Like a duck going to hell.
Yeah. What is the oldest a duck has ever given birth?
No, it isn't. You're lying. What's the actual question?
The largest collection of rubber ducks.
Oh.
Right.
Ducking hell.
Good. See?
Yeah. Is it good, even though I just said exactly what you wrote down?
Yeah. So this has been confirmed. I think this is in the actual Guinness book.
Stop saying I think. You should know. You said 4 hours of research you put into this.
It is in the Guinness Book of World Records. So what is the largest duck collection, Robbie?
Well, there's a shop in Liverpool Street Station that's got loads of ducks in it.
It's going to be less than that. It's going to be more than that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a lot. Mm. I'm going to say 4,200.
Wow.
I was going to say 3,000 something, but now you're making...
No, well, you can't change it. You can't just go something close to me. You've got to go to 3,000 something.
Okay, 3,500.
The correct answer is 8,000.
What the fuck is that?
What?
Why?
8,000 rubber ducks. A man named Charlotte Lee holds this record with over 8,000 rubber ducks in his collection as of the last record update. So I reckon it'll probably be more than...
How big must his fucking bath be?
I'm going to have to Google...
I couldn't fit 8,000...
That's a good joke. I didn't get anywhere near the respect it deserves.
I couldn't fit 8,000 in my whole house.
There you go. There's some pictures there, all in cabinets.
That's not a man.
Yeah. Rubber... Oh, yeah, it's a woman.
I don't assume. It's a woman called Charlotte.
Yeah.
Well, can I see
I don't want to assume their gender.
Can I see the ducks? That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all in
cabinets.
That's
not a house. It looks like a shop.
Yeah, but they've made it. She's
made it.
So let's read a little bit about
it. For the audio listeners, it is just an image of a woman with loads of ducks.
Rubber ducks. Cheers, Stevie.
They worry some. I think they... I don't know if we're always good at saying
things.
We are.
We're really good at it. Rubber duck collector waddles her way into the record books. Charlotte Lee and her rubber ducks. On here it says she's got over 5,631.
So what is it,
Jack? Because it's older, this article. She's up to 8,000 now.
What year is that article?
2012.
Okay,
she's
old.
Oh, it makes sense. She's from Washington.
State or DC?
She is a bit of a state. The 54-year-old began collecting rubber ducks in 1996 as a way to decorate her bathroom, which was a little drab. But now it's not, full of ducks. There's a picture of her in the bath with ducks.
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
She's just really happy.
She's buzzing, mate. Wouldn't you be if you love ducks and you've got the world's biggest...
If I was really rich, because that's her thing. Yeah. Right? That's her life's achievement. Yeah. If I was really rich, I'd just pick one of these a year and I'd beat it. I'd employ someone just to buy ducks.
Why don't we do it? Why don't we set up a P.O. box and just get all of our listeners?
We're not going to get 8,000, are we?
I think we could get 8,000.
They're always giving them homework, aren't we? Can't they just listen to the podcast and just send us ducks and shit? but I think once a year, I just pick one of these records of someone and just beat it.
Yeah.
And just move on.
I'd love for you to beat this one.
Imagine we said to our listeners, can you all just send us one rubber duck each? We get a phone call from the post office, can you put 8,000 packages here?
Would they call you up?
I think if you're filling it up that quickly.
Would they call you up?
I've got a PR box. You can pay a little bit extra and they'll just send it to your house.
8,000 ducks?
Whatever you get sent, yeah.
If you started to get sent 8,000 ducks, would they have to... Would there be a different protocol, or would they have to be like, well, they're doing it...
I'll probably...
Let's set one up and get them sent to Jack's house.
I've got one. You can just use mine if you want.
Okay.
I just think if we're going to ask people to spend money, we should probably plug the tour rather than get people to send us ducks.
Yeah, just buy tickets to the tour, but when you come
bring us ducks to the tour.
Yes, we'd like rubber ducks at the door.
What have you done with all the stuff that people brought you at the tour? Or was it just me that got stuff?
It's in my room with...
Mine's in my office.
Yeah, I've got a...
Bin. No,
I've got a wardrobe that I've got all my old Jackmate props in, and I just put that stuff in there as well. Nice. Okay, Thieves added a note here. Have you heard of Jeep ducking? I saw it on TikTok. It's so cute. Guess then look it up. What do you think Jeep ducking is?
Jeep ducking?
Yeah.
Is it where you replace your car's little sign at the front with a duck?
Yeah, I'll go with that as well.
Jeep ducking. So it's when you put...
Drive a Jeep through a...
Oh! Is it when you... Oh, you just put ducks on Jeeps? You just put ducks on jeeps. Why just that, random jeeps.
Why is that cute?
I don't think that's. I think that's just pathetic.
Do you? I think that's what. And then you keep it. Do you keep the duck? And then you put it on a different jeep.
Why does it have to be a jeep?
What? The duck is jeep duck. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to read this article because that is fascinating.
Is it fascinating or is it just someone who's 13?
I don't get what's happening.
It's just like something.
What the duck is jeep ducking? A craze sweeping across the worldwide jeep community. It all began with one person's act of kindness. The act of placing a rubber duck on someone's jeep, called jeep ducking, began with one person named Alison Parliament from a small town in the Canadian province of Ontario. She unknowingly started a movement of kindness, fellowship, and recognition with that first rubber duck she placed on a jeep. So whenever we see jeeps now, we put ducks on them.
All right.
Right.
You're not interested by that?
No.
Okay, next one. I liked it. Alison's reason for perching a little yellow duck on a Jeep, just like hers, that she saw in a parking lot, was simply to bring herself a small sense of joy after a frightening verbal and physical encounter with someone earlier in the day. 2 years later, the single gesture has morphed into the Jeep ducking craze that swept throughout the...
She had an argument with someone and went, you know what's going to cheer me up?
Putting a Jeep on a car.
I've had a duck on a Jeep.
Putting a Jeep on a duck.
That I'd be more intrigued by.
No, I like that. I'm going to go Jeep ducking one day. Okay, next one. Not by the mower on my chinny chin chin.
By the mower. So it's lawn mower.
Longest beard.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
Longest time spent balancing a lawnmower on the chin.
Oh, I said lawnmower.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, who's done that?
Ashrita Furman, to be precise.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think is the record for balancing a lawnmower on his chin?
Are we talking... Does the record only count if it's his chin?
Yeah.
I do it, but it's his chin. Are we talking like motorised lawnmower? Like what style lawnmower? Because that's going to play a part in how long you could do
this. It's a big one with a handle.
The push one.
But they've all got handles, haven't they? Really? Yeah. Otherwise you just got to get on the ground and move it.
Little romba
lawnmower would be cool, wouldn't it?
They're not one of them.
There probably is.
Dragon's Den, that shit.
Yeah, it probably is. Okay, balancing.
My friend Al had a swimming pool cleaning robot that killed itself.
What?
It would go around and clean his swimming pool, and one day it just went up the side and got out and just went, and it got too much air in it and died.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, his pool must have been rank.
It was after that.
Because I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay, how long are we saying for the mower on the chin?
Who went first last time?
Me.
I'll go. So lawnmower on chin. It's got to be impressive because if it's under a minute, then why
55 seconds would still be quite impressive.
No, because like, why are you making it a record? Who has he just gone to Guinness World Records and gone, I can do this?
A lot of Guinness World Records aren't that impressive. I think the record for eating like the most Jaffa cakes in a minute is something like
eight. Why are they letting those things be records?
Because that's still the most amount of times people could...
Okay, yeah, but like if it's something you do, like eating Jaffa cakes, fine. But no one needs to ever balance a lawnmower on their chin.
Okay.
So he's just gone, I can do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 4 minutes, 12 seconds.
Robbie?
3 hours.
Fucking hell.
Because it's not impressive if it's 4 minutes.
It's three hours. Is it? What, Lord of the Rings?
Well, do you mean the length of the film? Yeah. I haven't seen that scene.
Is he lying on his back?
No, he's stood. He's like this.
Oh, I didn't know that. They're not 3 hours then.
Yeah. No, you can't change the number now.
I didn't know the rules. I thought he was lying on the ground.
This is the fun part of the game, not knowing the rules.
2 hours, 45 minutes.
I'll let him change it. That's fine.
So Stevie's closer because the longest time a human has spent balancing a lawnmower on the chin, as I said, was Ashrita Furman, a prolific record breaker. So that's what he does, right? This is what he does. He managed to balance a lawnmower on his chin for 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
Oh, wow. I was only like 14 seconds off.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
That's there we go. Right. Is that impressive or not?
Nope. No. It's not. I don't
understand. Do you do it?
No.
Would you give it a go?
No.
I think you could learn to do it.
I reckon you could learn to do it.
What do you think the longest you could?
I reckon
none. Zero. I don't think I can get it out.
Can we
none.
Start a side channel where we just try and break Guinness World
nope.
Records?
We're not going to do it.
We're just not going to do it.
No point.
What if I'll just do them?
No, you won't.
I'll break all records.
You won't.
Do it on TikTok.
Just trying to break records.
Yeah.
Okay, my TikTok is now going to be me just trying to break stupid world records.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying it now?
I'm going to eat Jaffa cakes as soon as I go home.
How many records do you think he's going to try and break on his TikTok?
Two. Jaffa Cakes and Ferrero Rochers and then not do it anymore.
Is it just an excuse to eat? Is it just an excuse to eat Jaffa Cakes?
No, because I'll also balance a lawnmower on my chin.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to that not happening.
I'm doing it.
Can you call it Stevie's Got Cake?
It's already. I've already got a TikTok channel.
You have a new one. You haven't done it on an existing one.
Well, I don't have any TikToks on there. This will be my first video. Is me just munching on Jaffa Cakes.
Okay, I'll watch that.
Stevie White has a criminal record.
I'm doing it. Go and follow me on TikTok. I don't currently have any videos up, but I will upload me trying to eat as many Jaffa Cakes, whatever the record is.
Sock It To Me is the name of the next one.
Most socks collected. Sock collector.
Sock collector. Any advance on that, Robbie?
Most pairs of socks worn at once.
Yeah, most socks put on one foot in 1 minute.
Fucking hell. Just put one on.
Yeah, but that's how you get dressed, not how you break records.
Okay, well, I'm doing this on TikTok as well.
Yeah, okay, right. Let's see if you can beat... You're going to have to buy loads.
I struggle putting one sock on.
So I'll work this out then, right. Putting one sock on, if you've practiced and you're quite good at it, like it would... My kids, sometimes I'll have to help him put his socks on, so he wouldn't break the record. But I can do it. I'm quite good at putting socks on. So I'd be all right. So I reckon I could put a sock on in 5 seconds.
Okay.
But then you've got to grab one.
Yeah.
Get a new one.
Yeah, but I presume it's like near me. I don't have to go to the shop.
No, you've already got them,
I've got them laid out.
And you'll be smart tactical about this. They'll start from small to bigger, won't they?
Yeah, I'm going to be like...
Russian dollar
feet. Tying off on with kids' socks.
Yeah.
They won't get any on then.
Stockings. Like
and then by
stockings.
The end of it. Yeah. Sentence.
Okay.
Yeah. Stuff.
So if you're doing what, one per 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I reckon maybe that's what I could do. So I reckon I could do whatever that is.
12.
But I reckon they can probably do one per 4 seconds because they're really good at it. So what would that be?
15.
15 socks, please.
15? So you're going 15. I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go 20.
Pavel Durdick from Slovakia managed to put on 48 socks on one foot in a minute. That's just under one every 2 seconds. Just over one every second.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is really good at that.
See, I was going to do that as my second TikTok, but that just feels like I'm never going to beat that.
Oh, so you're only doing one job you can beat. That's the point of attempting records.
Okay, fine. I'll do it. I'll do it. God, 1 minute of me.
TikTok already doesn't exist.
1 minute of me putting socks on.
Newt, newt.
Pingu.
Pingu. What is that, the record? Pingu.
I don't know.
The book, it says Pingu.
I didn't know you were going on to the next one.
Newt Newt is the title of the next
Newt
one.
Newt Newt.
Newt Newt.
Most hours watched Pingu with no sleep.
Most clowns in a car.
Newt Newt.
I thought that might be a clown horn.
That's Pingu's noise. Pingu.
So I'm right.
Never watched Pingu.
No, it's the largest.
Most Pingu's in a clown car.
Largest gathering.
Most clowns in Pingu.
Of what?
Nothing.
Largest gathering of people dressed as penguins. Now, who gets the record for this?
Every person, I guess.
People who were there, yeah.
Because surely, like, there's a chance that there's an absolutely nutty record that's never been broken before that we could just do on tour.
Yeah, definitely.
At one of our live shows.
Yeah, we could. Because we could just get everyone to shout the word nonce at you, for example. And that would be the largest amount of people to ever shout nonce.
Yeah, I don't reckon the Guinness Book of Records are going to come and officiate that.
What about if we get we give everyone, like... Thanks, sweet. What about if we get everyone to bite into, like, a raw onion? And then the record is most people eating raw onion at once.
Didn't Pickle Boy try and do that?
Do you do it at the end of the tour? Because if people come to the first show and find out we made them eat raw onions, like, people aren't going to come to other ones.
Or pickles, yeah.
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 Should we actually just break? Because Pickle Boy tried to do it once. So if we do it. Oh, no, because didn't they say to him, they're just eating?
They're what?
Didn't they say something to him like, no, they're just eating eggs? Or something.
What are you saying? I don't get what you're saying.
I swear they said to Pickle Boy when he tried to get that record of thing, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I swear they said, nah, it's not a record, they're just eating eggs. But I'm like, all records are just doing something.
Yeah.
So I reckon we try and do it for Pickle Boy.
Okay, we won't be doing that. But
okay,
there we go.
Newt,
so,
newt.
What? So the largest gathering of people dressed as penguins was set in London in 2015. How many people?
I reckon it's at some kind of film and they've done it as a publicity thing.
Okay.
I don't reckon it'd be that impressive. Okay. I just don't think that many.
I'll go first then, because I've got something ridiculous. I was going to go 10K.
I was going to go 290.
Robbie, you're
and
close.
Even then, I think I'm gone high.
No, you've gone just under. 373 participants donned the penguin costumes.
That's not even good.
No.
No, it's not.
What were they doing it for?
Don't know.
If we bought penguin costumes, we could break that.
We could break
every
that.
Night the tour.
Yeah. Hang on. Largest
maybe in certain
largest penguin convention.
It's not a convention, was it?
The international. Oh no, that's not. I don't know. Don't worry about it.
That's the point of the episode, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone know what the score is? Are we scoring this?
We are scoring it, but we'll find out at the end. Okay. Oh. Next one is. Ogres. That's what I've called it. Ogres.
Okay, something to do with Shrek.
Yeah.
If it's most people dressed as Shrek in a room.
Is it most people dressed as Shrek?
No, it's...
Is it what Shrek age did Jeeps? The...
What age did the oldest ogre have a child? No, okay, so ogres is the fastest time to eat a raw onion.
Ah, okay.
Is that where onions?
You just brought that up.
Ogres are like onions.
Okay, there's got to be rules to this.
Ogres are like onions, Robbie.
What's that?
What is that? Your Scottish accent?
Ogres like onions.
Oh, is that
getting worse?
Is that in Shrek?
Yeah, he's in right. Shrek. Yeah,
it's getting worse. Yeah. He says,
"Oh, I'm just getting some breaking news come through.
Come on.
Apparently, sorry, my sources are incorrect. The penguin record." Has already been beaten.
And what is it?
Don't know. My sources haven't given me that information.
Yeah, but if it's closer to 10,000 now, then...
The largest gathering of people dressed as penguins now is 972, achieved by Youngstown State University Centre.
We could do that at London.
We can't.
Why?
Not everyone's going to want to do that. We can't force people to dress as penguins. Okay, back to ogres. Back to ogres. Fastest way to eat a raw onion?
Fastest way?
Time.
I'm assuming there has to be a certain size, because onions come in all different sizes. So
can you pick? Is it peeled?
Yeah, it's peeled.
Yeah,
it's peeled.
Don't have to peel it. Fastest time.
You don't have to eat the hairy bit at the end.
No. God, no.
I'm going to go 23 seconds.
Okay.
I'm going to go 18 seconds.
The fastest time to eat a raw onion was achieved by a man called Andre Ortolf from Germany in 2012. That was a great year. And he ate it at 29 seconds, 56 milliseconds.
I was like, yeah, I'm thinking like you could get through an onion in about four bites and then you've got to do all the chewing and swallowing.
This next one, I haven't given it a title.
I'm explaining how you eat, Stevie.
That's my fourth TikTok
video. What you have
video.
To do is, first of all, you have to put the thing in your mouth and then chew it and digest it. All right.
This next one.
Thanks for the insight.
We've got four more of these, then we move on to the final sex round, okay?
So start. I think people will now be hitting the skip button, I imagine. <aren't they? laughs>
Okay, so this one doesn't have a title. Wim Hof. We all know Wim Hof.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Iceman.
Why doesn't it have a title? Did you just forget to do one?
No, because if I gave you the title, it would give away the answer.
Okay, so you can tell us the title after. Okay.
Wim Hof holds a world record. But what is that world record? What do you think it is? Let's talk about Wim Hof.
It could be something to do with an ice bath.
Or it could be a breathing thing.
Yeah.
I like the way you're both thinking.
I doubt he's got the record for holding breath.
Is he the oldest man to give birth?
Wim Hof. I want to go down the ice bath route. Oh, it could be
eat
a class.
Eat an onion in an ice bath, dressed a penguin whilst giving birth.
I think it might be something to do with one of the classes he gives. Or like, see, he teaches
breath
people
works,
stuff, doesn't he?
I'm going to say longest time in an ice bath.
That's what I would have said.
You're going to say the same? You both going the same?
Yeah, because neither of us are going to get it right, and it doesn't matter. We can't get close accidentally.
None of it matters. Nothing we do in this room ever matters. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah, longest time in an ice bath.
Wim Hof holds the record for the longest time spent in direct full-body contact with snow. Wim Hof, also known as the Iceman, set this record by enduring full body contact with snow for 1 hour, 52 minutes and 42 seconds.
What's like full body contact? Yeah. What's he doing? Is he
laying in snow?
But like snow on top of him as well?
Is it in his eyes?
No, it wouldn't be in his eyes. That would hurt.
That's not full body then, is it?
Well, no, he's laid on the snow.
Is he buried in it though? Is it like when you go to the beach and you bury your mate?
Or is he laid on it or is he buried?
Both.
Have you got a photo of it?
He's laying in the snow.
How can you lay in? Yeah, but is he laying on it or in it?
In it.
Because that's important. Because it's not full body contact if it's only on his back.
In it.
People who die in avalanches that will have beaten that, but they'll be dead.
Yeah, don't count if you count. I watched a video the other day about everyone that's dying on Everest.
Have you?
That's pretty bad, that.
Have you ever seen an avalanche rescue video? It's unbelievable.
Why, what do they do?
Well, it's just you see people out skiing, they've got their GoPros on or something like that, and then, like, there's an avalanche and someone's buried and they just have to go and try and dig them out and stuff like that.
But most of the time they die, don't they?
No, if they get there quick enough.
What if you end up in an avalanche?
You have transponders and stuff, so you can find where someone is when and you know where they are, and then you get a stick thing.
Stab them and kill them.
Find where they are and then you dig them out.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the likelihood of an avalanche?
Depends where you are. Not very rare in bounds in ski resorts, on the piece of ski resorts, very rare.
Could there be one when we go snowbombing?
Possibly. What if the base, not where we'll be.
Nah, the base might be so heavy.
What if the base is so heavy that it's just snow?
What?
The bass from the music.
Oh, right. I think the snow bass. Yeah, I think if you're on the piece, then generally, no, there probably won't be
all right.
Yeah.
I'm scared now.
Don't be. You won't be getting up in time to go skiing. You'll get out.
Okay.
Today.
So neither of us got that right.
Huh?
Wim Hof.
No, yeah, I'm just still thinking about the avalanche.
You'll probably be all right.
You won't be in an avalanche, probably.
You can't guarantee it.
I'd say 70% you won't die in an avalanche.
Okay, I don't know if the odds are great. No, I was watching a video on Twitter, because I keep getting really morbid videos come up on
Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm the same.
Yeah.
All these weird like murder pages and stuff.
Yeah.
It's proper strange.
Yeah. And there's this people, they were at the top of Everest, and they were going... Yeah, and then these bodies just come shooting down. Have you seen this one?
No.
Yeah, bodies are just flying down next to them, and they're going, "Oh my God!" And I think there's an avalanche further up, which killed people, and they're just shooting down.
It's not worth it, is it?
Not worth it.
No.
Have you ever wanted to climb Everest?
No. It's gonna be cold, isn't it?
No.
I just think if I was dying, any of these things, like parachuting, any of these things, if my parachutes failed, I'm going towards the ground. I'd just be thinking, you're a fucking idiot, Robbie. What'd you do this for?
Yeah.
It's your own fault.
Yeah.
And my last thing would be like self-hate.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, you're a fucking idiot.
Because I don't...
Now you get hit the ground and die. Here we go. Here's my brain going through the back of my head. Well done.
I don't think the sort of accolade and praise you get from climbing Everest outweighs how stupid you look if you die on it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine if Robbie went, I'm going to climb Everest. He was talking about it on the pod the whole time. And then one of our all caught ups was like, oh, he fucking died on there.
That was just it, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not even there to talk about it because you're dead. It would just be the build up. And then, like, obviously your family are going to be upset. Mm. But distant people just go, Robbie was going to do Everest, just died.
But then also, if you did do it, we'd do one all caught up about it and never mention it again.
No, I'd mention it every week.
Would you?
If Robbie died on Everest?
No, if he actually climbed it.
Oh, if he
we'd
climbed
just go,
it,
yeah, cool, you've done it.
Yeah,
then
give
after
a shit,
that,
yeah.
What, you'd mention it every week if I died. What would you say?
Like,
Robbie's still not here, he's dead.
Died on Everest.
Oh, right, yeah. I think you might lose a bit of the goodwill of the audience if you started saying that Nob died on Everest every week.
What do you mean you'd only talk about it once if he climbed Everest? You faked ran a marathon and spoke about it every week.
You guys
shut the fuck up. You passed your driving test. Everyone else does like fucking 17 and you're like 30 and you haven't shut the fuck up. You just drank water for a bit and you went on for about a month.
I mentioned it once. Emma, you guys bring the things back up.
Well done. I fucking passed my driving test at 30. Fucking great, mate. Everest, not interested, pal. No thanks.
Take your water off the table.
Why keep you drinking?
You know why? I can't resist that. Climb Everest, no thanks, mate. Fuck off.
Right.
I've got my own.
So what was the question? Did Wim Hof climb Everest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy a spoon?
What?
Fancy a spoon?
Oh. Longest time playing the spoons.
Probably.
Most Weatherspoons in a country. <It's Britain.
clears throat> I love when it gets giddy like this.
Yeah.
Most spoons balance on a human body.
Is it the chin?
Is he standing up? Because if you're laying down...
Oh,
well,
now you can fucking
more.
Ask questions about it.
You didn't ask. That's not my fault.
It's on the body probs, yeah.
So laying down?
No, you have to stand up and balance them.
Do you?
Have you checked?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Do you Google this? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Jack's checked it.
Any second now, he's going to change his mind, isn't he?
A guy called Aaron Cassie from Canada done this in 2017.
They're all from Canada, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because like, also, like, you can balance more if you lean it. Look, if you're just stood.
How would you do it? What?
Well, I'd lay down, but you can't. Because also, the bigger the person, the more you're getting on there.
Yeah.
Well, no, it depends, because they weren't, like, if you're, like, if someone was an obese person, then they'd be more sloped.
Maybe the flatter the person, the more
you need to be like massive, but with a six pack.
It's kind of like, look, the face is upright.
But that's not just on the body.
Yeah, but you can add them on the arms and that.
Okay, so we're talking all face, shoulders, whole body.
Cack.
What?
Cack.
You're saying what? Cock?
Yeah.
You're saying cock.
Okay.
Balance not as cock.
It's one on their little teaspoon for me.
Okay.
Stick a couple of wooden spoons in your ass, couldn't you? If you go handle first, you get loads in.
What's happening?
Couldn't you? Did they do that? Look, Google it, Fee. Google wooden spoons in ass, Guinness Book of Records. Please.
Oh, okay. Metal spoons, balanced on body. I'm going to go 82.
More. 106.
Stevie's free off because he's a fucking nerd about everything. 79.
That's the first one I've won in ages.
79.
Look at that. That wasn't bad.
Right. Doggy style.
Brilliant.
Great.
Are we on the sex round now?
No, we're not.
Okay, so it's just something to do with dogs.
Or Snoop Dogg.
A dog wearing a most expensive suit worn by a dog.
Most hats worn by a dog.
Great, both great shouts, both massively incorrect. But fastest,
most sex done doggy style.
Fastest 100 meters running on all fours.
Oh good.
So the dog. Oh, I like that.
Mm. And I got
9.4 seconds.
Quicker than legs.
Yeah. Quicker than pure leg.
Kenichi Ito from Japan set this record in 2008. How fast?
I reckon if you've got someone who's put a lot of practice into running like that, they could pick up some pace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it around the 22-second mark,
I was going to say 22 seconds. In that case, I'm going to go 22.4.
Oh.
You're going to go higher than 20. I can tell you now, this is actually fucking well impressive, to be fair, because this is faster than I can run 100 metres on my legs.
30 seconds?
Yeah. Fastest 100 metres running on all fours is Kenichi Ito from Japan, who set this in 2008 with a time of 15.71 seconds.
That is mad.
Running on all fours like a chimpanzee.
But you called it doggy style.
Yeah. I didn't want to make it obvious.
So it's... Oh my... I think we should all try that at some point.
That's giving me... That's made my back hurt thinking about it.
Yeah. And it's made your ego hurt because Stevie beat you yet again, Robbie, on that one. Now, return off the Mac. Bam, bam,
bam, bam. Is that the next round or is Mac Bean here?
No, that's the next question.
Okay.
And this is the last question. No, the
last question. Penultimate. Pre-sex.
Penultimate
pre-sex. Okay.
Until we get into sex.
Furthest throw.
What chance have I got against him? Sex round. He's going to know more, isn't he? He's going to upset them all. Player.
Furthest throw of poo in a sleeping bag.
Okay.
Biggest collection of Apple products.
That's a really good shout. I like the way you think.
I went Mac Bean
route. You're a very right brain kind of thinker.
Am I?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Left brain is very obvious, mundane.
Mug shit.
Yeah. Whereas you're a bit outside the box.
Oh. Thank you.
I thought left brain was the outside of the box.
Yeah. Most Big Macs.
I'm only thinking of Bo Burnham's.
Most Big Macs consumed in a lifetime.
Who's counting that?
It's actually been confirmed, this one.
Yeah, but who's counting it? Has he just shown all the receipts?
It'd be all right easy now, and you've got the apps to keep track on, but...
Yeah.
In a lifetime as well. Like, are we talking someone... Like, no one's been doing it and counting for 40 years.
Yeah, there'll be a bloke. There's a bloke I've seen who has Big Macs for every meal.
Yeah.
Well, that's three a day then.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy is quite famous from having this record. I think he was in the Super Size Me.
Okay.
May I use my phone to make calculations because I'm not as good at math?
Of course you can.
I've not got it with me, so I can't be asked.
Okay, John, I'll let you go first and I'll do the math
for you. Okay, do the math for me. Three meals a day.
Yeah.
Three Big Macs a day. I reckon he's having Big Mac for breakfast.
So three per day.
Three per day. How many Big Macs is that a year? 1,000 and something.
365.
It doesn't have to be exact. 1,000 will do.
Yeah.
1,000.
Okay.
1,050.
Yeah.
So 1,000.
That's 1 year.
That's 1 year.
But this is a whole years. Lifetime. 50 years. So you're going 50K.
55.
You're going 55,000.
55,000, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 55K.
55,000 yeah. Big Macs.
Are you going higher or lower than 55?
Lower. I can't see it going on 50. When was McDonald's made?
Years ago.
Yeah, cheers. Okay, I can't go that high because you're not tracking that. You're not tracking that. I'll go 28,000.
I like that I'm 46 and you thought that McDonald's might be less than 4 years. When I was really young, there might not be McDonald's.
I don't know.
Has there always been McDonald's for you?
Yeah.
Has there?
I mean, not where I live, but they were around.
What is something that we've probably always had that you haven't?
Great question. Pokemon.
Yeah. Do you remember when that first
I remember
came
Pokemon.
In?
I was 21, 22 when Pokemon.
That's
was
why
around.
You never got into it.
Mm. Yeah.
That's quite sad for you.
Yeah.
Not really.
what did you internet? Have when you were that age?
Yeah. Internet I didn't have. I got internet when I was 18.
So
I
what
went
we...
to uni and I got given an email address to internet. And in my head, I thought the internet was like always there and you just got it when you were 18. It was just a new thing.
That's cute, yeah. Yeah.
What did you have? Like when we were playing Pokemon, so when we were like 10, we were playing Pokemon.
Open
what
a
were
stick.
You...
Open a stick down the hill to the mine. I don't fucking know. Well, Tamagotchi was when I was at uni.
Oh,
that came
class.
Out. So I mean, before that.
Class.
I had like computers, like Spectrum computer.
Pong.
Amiga. Pong's probably a bit before me, really.
Right. Tetris.
Tetris was around. I didn't have Tetris. Didn't have a Game Boy.
Ziff. Fair anyway. Play to you for sticking about.
Thanks. So I've gone... try and keep going for another couple of months. For Everest.
He's gone 55K. I've gone 28K.
Okay, the most Big Macs consumed in a lifetime involves consuming the iconic McDonald's Big Mac burger. The record holder, Donald A. Grosk from the United States, has eaten over 26,000 Big Macs in his lifetime, setting the record for most Big Macs.
Didn't he say 26,000?
I said 28,000.
He's fucking cheating.
How am I cheating?
He's always getting them right.
I wasn't right. I was off by 2K.
Well, you have to make it a little bit to make it believable.
Yeah. I just halved what you said.
Some shit's gone on here.
Okay, final round. Final question of this one. Spud me.
Largest potato grown?
No.
No.
Is it? Because it sounds like it is the way you said no.
It's not. It's not at all, no. Think of a famous potato.
Mr. Potato Head.
Now add that to a record.
Most Mr. Potato Heads.
Fastest assembly of a Mr. Potato Head.
You've had your guess, and it is the fastest time to assemble a Mr. Potato Head. Right? Except you. So it's the fastest time someone's assembled the classic children's toy, Mr. Potato Head, as quickly as possible is the aim of the record. And that's all components to Mr. Potato's face on the head.
So you've got potato.
Yeah.
You've got shoes.
Yeah.
You've got hat.
Yeah.
You've got arm.
Yeah. How many is that?
Eyes.
Is that?
Nose, mouth.
Yeah.
2.8 seconds.
So from my calculations, it's count these, Stevie. Head, ear, eyes. Nose. Eyes is one, by the way. Mustache and mouth.
Is mustache and mouth one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. No, two. Yes, two. Arm. Shoes, both one.
More though.
Shoes are both one, so 10.
10. 10
so
bits.
So 10 bits.
3.2 seconds. I still think it's going to be very quick.
Right.
It feels too fast. I couldn't do
it. Go higher then.
Well, I've not got a record.
I could do it, so how could anyone be better than me? How could the world record? I'd be faster than me, so I don't know.
Right.
I don't think I can.
Under 10 seconds for 100 metres, I don't think I can.
Okay, so what have you said?
I don't care. 3.2, I think.
Okay, I'd go, so there's 10 objects, let's say under a second per, let's say 7.8.
Got to be quicker than that, or that is shit.
The current record is held by Ashrita Furman from the United States, who assembled a Mr. Potato Head in just 6.62 seconds.
That's quite shit. I don't think that's that good.
Do you not? I don't think you could do it.
I know, I definitely couldn't. But I just don't think it's that fast.
Okay, fair enough. Right, well, are you happy with your performance there?
Yes, yeah,
he won again, didn't he?
Yeah, and if you think...
Because he knows all the answers somehow.
I don't know the answers.
He's on his fucking phone.
I'm just using logic.
And like a tight foreskin, you are not going to be able to pull this back, Robbie, because we are now moving on to the sex round.
What if he just cuts it off?
Yeah, then if he leaves now, then... You win anyway.
Yeah, right. So I'm not that far ahead of him.
No, I know. But we would do a sort of total up of the scores, but it's not worth it.
it's the most sensible thing anyone's said all day.
We've asked the listeners to tell us their score, but we're just going, score doesn't matter.
Well, it's not really tell us your scores because we couldn't give a shit. It's more just play along at home, see what you think, and debate it while you're in the car with your mum, and it's a bit awkward because it's now going to go into a sex round.
Then okay. There's a duck. And buy tour tickets.
And dress up as a penguin when you come. Right, okay.
Went to the tour, to be clear.
Didn't the guy actually come dressed up as a penguin
round.
At York?
No, sheep. Because it was sheep.
Oh, cat. Yeah, fair enough. Right.
When you say it's a sex round, come dressed as a penguin. That's not the question, is it?
No.
Most people coming, no.
Do you want titles again?
Yep.
Okay.
You've written them. What was your title for the Wim Hof one?
He didn't have one, did he?
No.
You said you
don't
had
do,
one.
Don't do things by Hofs. Don't do things by halves.
Well, that wasn't a... That didn't give it away at all.
No.
this one is called Bit Slaggy.
Biggest gangbang.
Most people slept with in a day.
Correct! Well,
that's the same thing, isn't it?
Right. Does anyone know who Lisa Sparks is?
No.
Yeah. She's the woman who set the biggest gangbang records.
Yep. She's an American porn star, and she has the record for the most amount of men slept with in a single day. But how many people do you think she slept with in a single
you go,
day?
You go, Stevie.
Well, are they... What counts as sleeping?
I can tell you.
Okay,
counts.
Cool. Is it just insertion gone?
Each man... insertion gone. That is sex for me. Each man was permitted about 45...
Hard when Fee laughs.
Yeah.
Each man was permitted about 45 seconds with the actress queuing up to await their turn.
Permitted?
Yeah. You're only allowed 45 seconds, so two goes.
You
for
go
me.
First, Stevie.
45 seconds. Even for an hour, it's just
this is a day.
Almost done.
This is a day shift.
Yeah, but you're not doing it all day, are you?
Well, this is most people slept within a day.
Yeah, I know, but like she could have had a lunchtime break.
Right, yeah.
And then get back
cigarette
to it.
Break, yeah. Back to it.
I'm going to go, it's got to be mad, hasn't it? I'm going to go 350.
960.
You answered very quickly there, Robbie.
Lisa Sparks has the record because she slept with 960 men.
You've seen the answer.
No, I just know it.
Why do you know?
Because now we're in my fucking territory, sunshine. You get all the geeky shit. Welcome to my playground. My search history. I do genuinely know about this. She was, she really did it to hundreds. They were basically outside just trying to get people to come and fuck her.
Yeah.
That's
true. Yeah, this is true. Yeah. It's actually not 960, but it's close. 919. But yeah, he did know it. Yeah, so.
I'm actually impressed.
Thank you.
A record that stood for years until it was recently broken by Stevie's mum.
Oh, yes! Yes! She's listening to this.
With her trophy.
She stood up listening to this.
Yeah.
My mum is listening to this.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
Debbie.
You'd get to 1,000, wouldn't you, by the way?
Oh, what, Lisa Sparks?
Yeah, 919.
That's it. They ran out of men. They were trying to get people in the street and come in and have sex with this woman.
If you were walking past and they asked you, would you?
No, Bev.
Okay. How many do you think you could do in a day?
Men?
Like if you're just laid there.
And they
bum,
come in.
Bum perked.
Bum up. I reckon I'd struggle after three.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Four.
Always have to one up me.
Yeah.
Well, they are.
You're on four now.
920.
Okay, next one. Jeez.
Cheese.
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 Thank God.
Cheese.
What could this record be, folks?
What are you doing?
I'm just standing up because I'm wearing boxes that are size too small, so they're actually hurting me.
Did you get them when you were like a kid and grown in?
My nan got me them for Christmas.
What area are they too small in?
Why don't you go near the microphone a bit?
Well, they're like here on my legs. So I have to like keep pulling them down on my legs and my bum a bit.
You know it doesn't work if you're not near the microphone. Just the.
I don't want them to know.
Okay, touche. Okay, geez. Yeah, geez. Is it most amount of pants worn too small?
Well, you're never going to get it, so don't even guess, Robbie.
Thank you.
So what is this record, right? What is this record?
We don't know, because you're just
telling me not to guess. Do you want me to say it or not?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little bit more info.
Give us all the info for the question.
The female with the most in an hour is 134.
Okay.
The man with the most in an hour is 16.
I got it. Orgasms.
Yeah, orgasms.
Okay. Yeah, you both get a point there. You both get a point. The most amount of orgasms reached in an hour. So the woman brought herself to climax 134 times.
She could lie, though. Yeah. I've got the record.
Yeah. Women don't lie about that, do they?
Nah, never.
Good. Yeah. That woman's... So she's averaged over 2 cums a minute. Yeah. That's mad, isn't it? Basically, yeah. There's a woman out there...
Stevie's mum.
I'm so sorry, Mum. I am so sorry.
One moment, can you please just claim it, Stevie's Mum, whatever the record is?
You've just done my joke.
Oh, no, sorry.
Sorry, you've got a lot coming your way. There's a woman out there, I'm just thinking this now, if she made herself come twice in a minute, she has given herself more orgasms in a minute than I have given women in my life.
If she did one, though, would that be a... Yeah,
I think maybe I've done one.
Have you though? Because you didn't say that on stage at live show. Since then?
No, not since then. Oh. Nah. I just think maybe once I've fluked it.
Was there any indication that you might have fluked it ever?
They said it that happened, and I was like, well, in 45 seconds, ow.
Right.
Yeah. Was that Lisa Sparks?
Yeah. Have you ever tried?
What?
Have you ever tried?
Yeah, but I'm just like a bad at it. Right.
Hold on, what was the men's record?
16 in an hour.
That's my sixth TikTok video sorted.
Imagine that. Demonetized.
When I was a teenager, I masturbated once 13 times in a day. 13 times in a day, though.
No, I'm done. I'm out.
Couldn't wee for a week. Pepper.
Why? That's just not true.
Did you just say?
Didn't wait for a week.
Well, I did. Yeah, it was sore.
Did you just say it's like a pepperoni?
Yeah, like a red hot one.
Why are you telling us?
13.
Oh yeah, 13. Yeah.
What were you counting?
You just at home?
Yeah, I think I started got up early to start.
Yeah. Did you go into it trying to get as many as possible?
Nah, once I got to about 8, I thought I could double this, and I couldn't, but I got close.
You done really well. Yeah. Stevie can go again then.
That was
and break Jack's record.
I wouldn't recommend it though.
No.
Nah, it wasn't great.
Like a red hot pepper army.
Yeah. Next one. Doing hard time. What do you think is the longest a man has ever held an erection?
Is this without Viagra?
Yeah.
Go on, Robbie, you go first.
8 hours.
Fucking hell. I was going to say 3 hours.
3 hours. 10 years.
What?
From 1996 until 2006, the man maintained a decade-long erection before eventually losing it after seeing a picture of Stevie's.
It could have been so nice. He got it after seeing Stevie's mum. Or if you wanted somewhere in the middle, a porno with Stevie's mum. Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what she messages me when she's listening to this episode.
It's not you saying it, it's us.
No, I know.
It's not actually about her. It's just...
us, Angela.
The phrase Stevie's mum is funnier than it actually being your mum.
That's what we had in the 90s, mum jokes.
Yeah.
Loads of them everywhere. It was brilliant.
It says here, I'm joking, Stevie. It could be anyone's mum. I'm just needing to use the joke. Ex-mum. Plus, if anything, looking at your mum would be enough to start a decade-long erection.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
There you go, mum. That's a nice one, mum. You're welcome from Jack.
What have we got here? Oh, it says here that Charles Chick Lennon received a penile implant in 1996 that was meant to allow the user to raise and lower the penis as desired, simulating healthy function. Unfortunately, Lennon's penis was stuck in the erect position for 10 years, leaving him with the undesirable title of longest-lasting erection. He successfully sued the company responsible in 2004. However, another website I found... sorry, I've just burped there into the mic.
You could have just clipped it out.
Said that the longest anyone has maintained erection was 18 hours, 22 minutes. Horst Schultz. Schultz, his name is. Apparently, there's been numerous occasions in which this record has been attempted to be broken, but none has succeeded. Don't try it at home. Okay?
I don't try it at home.
Because you could have a heart attack or whatever.
From having an erection?
Yeah, I think a lot of old boys get heart attacks when they have erections. Because there's less
blood. Do you, doctor?
there's less blood going to the heart because it's all going to the cock.
Okay.
Go on, what's next?
Wonderful.
Long pump.
No.
Longest penis.
No. Longest sex.
The world's longest sex. How does that work?
Like the longest time having sex.
No. This record, do you remember Schultz?
Yeah. The one with not really. I remember you was mentioning. Is he the one with the boner?
Yeah, 18-hour boner.
He apparently has the world record for the longest ejaculation.
What, distance?
Yeah.
Or amount?
Time.
No, distance. How far is that flinging?
It's like javelin.
New TikTok?
Yeah. Okay, he's javelining it. I reckon.
What?
He's like you're treating it like a javelin, isn't he? He's got a starting line.
But what was that hand signal noise you did?
Yeah, it's horrible.
That's like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Pop. Yeah.
Oh, get that checked out.
I reckon I could watch everyone, all the horrors of the Vietnam War, and it'd be less traumatic than that.
Okay, stood on a starting line, furthest ejaculate, I'm going to say 9 metres.
9 metres? Not a bad guess.
9 metres?
That's a lot, isn't it?
Can we have that in feet, please? Can you tell me that in feet?
In feet, or triple, 27 feet. Maybe a little bit more, but...
Oh,
that's almost two penalty areas, though, isn't it?
Well, what's a penalty area? 18, yeah. So 36 would be two, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say 27 feet.
Less than that. 15 feet.
You're closer, Robbie. You're smashing the sex round, boy. 18 feet, 9 inches. Although I did think, if it's technically world's furthest ejaculation, just literally have a wank off the shard.
Just literally have a wank off the shard.
Well, yeah. You can't get any taller, any bigger than that.
Off a helicopter?
Aeroplane.
Wank off a plane, then.
Where'd you find his cock?
In the pit.
Okay.
Right.
Good. Okay, so wank off a plane, then, for another TikTok, Stevie. I break the world ejaculate record.
Okay, bloody Norma.
It's going to be something big.
Sorry, you didn't really have a joke about Stevie's mum there.
No, I feel like that's gone.
Had you written one?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Go on.
I haven't. Bloody Norma. We're on Bloody Norma.
Okay.
Okay. Robbie, what do you think it is?
No.
No.
I'm not going to say what I thought.
What's the question?
A lady called Norma Stitt is famous for the...
Norma's Tits? Is her name Norma's Tits?
Yeah, he made this up.
I've not made it up. Not made it up.
She's called Norma's Tits.
Is that her name? Is she actually right. called Norma's
A woman called
Norma's
Tits. Go on, what's the next one?
She's got the biggest boobs, yeah?
It's famous for a 6-digit code. 102ZZZ. What is that code and why is that a world record?
It's a bra size.
Correct. Yeah. You can both have a point just for being here. Norma Stitt is the stage name of a softcore porn actress with a condition known as gigantomastia.
Imagine having tits that big and going into softcore. I'm not going all the way. I refuse. Yeah. I do not want to be shown that way.
This condition results in excessive breast tissue, leaving Norma with size 102 ZZZ breasts that weigh nearly 85 pounds. She went on to appear in over 250 films and stated that she needs security on the street because she occasionally gets recognised by fans. look like
I don't think it'd be that occasional, really. I mean, this is one with the biggest tits in the world. You're probably going to notice, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that her? Probably, mate. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, even if you don't recognise her, you're going to be the massive.
What do you reckon of that?
They are enormous.
Yeah, they're pretty massive.
That doesn't look comfy, does it?
Nah. But that's probably why she can do soft porn, isn't it? Because they get in the way. And that. What would you do if you saw her in the street?
Nothing. I go, wow.
Can you imagine breastfeeding with them, though? God, it'd be a fat baby, wouldn't it?
Maybe we can stop drinking when
I'm
born.
Not sure the size of the breast is how well nourished the baby is.
It's not like the baby goes, no more's coming out. So if you had bigger boobs, I'd get way more milk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The baby will stop feeding when they're not hungry anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
My God, how many more questions?
One more. Do you like them? Would you like that?
What are you asking?
Are you into that?
Not really.
Are you into that?
I'm not against it. I'm curious.
Right. Because, this isn't even being crude, but you could literally lay on it like a beanbag, couldn't you?
It is you being crude,
Jack.
Lay on them.
Thank you.
This next one. Ooh, that's a nice...
Try again.
Last one. That's a nice shag pile carpet.
Oh, biggest bush.
Most people having sex on a carpet.
How many people do you think made up the world's largest orgy?
What did we have for the other? She had 900 and something people.
919.
You've got to get higher than that, surely. That's a different record.
Different, yeah.
These are couples, aren't they?
Yeah, I reckon.
In the same space.
They have these resorts, don't they? Places that people go for these things. I reckon they've just gone there. Let's just try and break a record.
Yeah.
I reckon you're probably going to get over 1,000 people at one of those hotels, maybe. I'm going to say 1,200.
Okay. Oh, my God, I was really low. I was thinking, 263.
Okay, that's your answer, then. You can't.
And there's, they're all couples. They're all couples, and there's just one guy who's just walked in going, I'm getting involved. Yeah. 263.
Your mum.
What'd you say?
Your mum jokes are funny.
They're so good. Yeah. And I'm gutted that they stopped being popular because the 90s was wild.
500 is the correct answer.
Okay. I was close.
So according to the Lascivious Lifestyle Organisation, Lascivious?
It doesn't matter.
Menage Life. The world's largest orgy record was set in Tokyo in 2006, where 500 individuals took part in the festival, a record that stood until last summer when Stevie's mum threw a barbecue.
Yes. Just brilliant. It's so funny, isn't it? No. Even Stevie's, you're laughing, Stevie.
Yeah,
it's about your own mum because that's how funny these jokes are, and we should bring them back and we shouldn't be ashamed.
I'm laughing at a discomfort because I know she's listening to this.
Yeah.
Oh, God. However, this is a record.
Jay, that was brilliant wording, that. Through a barbecue. It's just lovely. Could have been anything at a party, but through a barbecue. It's just the middle of the afternoon in the garden. Just wonderful. What a vivid picture you've painted.
I'll leave it there. It's been Jack Mate's happy.
Who won? Did I at least win?
No one cares.
Not you,
because
your mum's a slag.
happyhourlive.co.uk. See you in May.
You can't end shouting your mum's a slag. Can you?
You can't leave that, can you?
Yeah.
No, we'll bleep it.
No, that's
it. Sorry, Sharon. Jack Mate's Happy Hour.